Greg Likens here alongside Cortland Finnegan, brand new cornerback for the Miami Dolphins. Cortland, first of all, how you doing, man?
Welcome. I'm well. Thank you. Enjoying the weather already. I got a chance to meet the guys this morning. Really enjoyed it. So I look forward to, you know, some good things this year.
I was going to ask you about that because I know that one of the things that you talked about when you were introduced here was becoming a leader in the locker room and using your experience. So what kind of tone did you set for everybody, meeting everybody today?
You know, just meet and greet. You know, wanting to show them just, you know, just by working in the weight room and out here running. Most of these guys know me from just playing the game the way it's supposed to be played, but also just want to you know, learn from these guys, talk to them, see how they are off the field. And I've been able to do that. And then getting with Brett Grimes is another thing. I want to work. He's at a Pro Bowl level. Well, I definitely want to work with him and then just, you know, bring everyone's game up.
Speaking of Brent Grimes, since you brought him up, you know, kind of everybody's envisioning you and him in the backfield, kind of a dynamic defensive back duo back there. What do you think the potential is for you?
You know what? I got to play good football. He's shown that he's consistent in doing that. And last year I didn't. So, you know, now is a new chapter. And I've got to, you know, come with my A game and then bring these young guys along because, you know, they're one play away. And Brett knows that as well. Everyone's one play away, and you're only as good as your backup or those guys behind you. And if we can bring those guys along, I really feel confident in this football team.
Cortland Finnegan, new defensive back for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here. And so, Cortland, when you something that really got me fired up was seeing the passion you talked about as far as sort of moving past the injury-riddled season you had a year ago and really proving to everybody, hey, I've still got it. Where does that come from?
Just the love of the game. You know, you sign the big contract, so you've been playing a long time. People sometimes write you off. But I just want to show these guys, you know what, it's about the heart and the love of the game. That's why I started playing, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. And Miami gave me the opportunity. The coaches have been great, and so I've just got to go out and perform on the field and then, you know, go from there.
You mentioned some of the young guys and the cornerbacks, especially with Will Davis, Jamar Taylor, those guys. Where do you find that balance between competing for a job but also sort of mentoring them as they enter their second season?
I think you can mentor all the time, but you always want to compete. When they see that you compete at such a level and such an age, they'll say, you know what, this is what it's all about. I think they'll learn from example. And then you also just tell them about the business side of it and try to keep their mind straight. I think that's perfect. There's a well balance. You'll find it. Getting to know them is a big thing off the field to see what sparks them, what interests them, and try to use that as motivation for them on the field.
Pride of Milton High School of Milton, Florida. Does it feel good? I mean, I know South Florida is a ways away from there, but does it feel good to be back in the state again,
man,
playing football?
I love it. Yes, I'm about to go to, you know, hang out right now, eat some good Cuban food, so hold on.
There you go. You're already acclimating to the culture. Speaking of that, what has that process been like, you know, moving down here, and have you gotten
it's been
settled
easy.
Yet?
Oh, it's been easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, to move to Miami?
Yeah.
That's easy for anybody. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm here. I love it. You know, want to really make an impact on the field and off the field, and I go from there. So I love it.
From the outside looking in, when you came here to visit, I know you raved about talking to the coaching staff and when you decided to sign here. What was it about the coaching staff that sold you on the Miami Dolphins?
I think it was the friendship. It was the bond. It was the family aspect. You know, I had the same defensive back coach and same coach my whole career. So just to get a new fresh breath of air was perfect for me. And just Coach Lou just loving on you, just seeing how family-oriented they were, was big. And they were going to coach you. They were going to be hard on you technique-wise and coach you. And that's just something that I want. And I look forward to.
Cortland Finnegan, new quarterback for the Miami Dolphins, joining us here. And Cortland, from a personal standpoint and then a team standpoint, what kind of expectations do you have for 2014?
You know what? If everyone plays well, team does well. So team goals, you always said, you know, you don't want to make predictions or anything like that. But if you take one game, each game, as one that you need to win, then you'll be all right at the end of the day.
You talked about having an edge to your game, and I've talked to a couple of your other teammates already today as everybody's filing in here talking about your reputation, being kind of a feisty player. And a lot of the guys are saying, hey, yeah, man, we didn't want to play against him, but now he's on our team. This is the kind of guy we want. What sort of tone do you want to set when it comes to your reputation, letting the guys know, hey, I'm one of you now?
I'm on my worst behavior in a modified way, so just stay tuned. Won't hurt the football team by any stretch, but I'm back. Yeah. I lost that edge, but it's back, baby. So you know what? Stay tuned.
I can't wait. You guys,
stay tuned.
I'm fired up right now.
Let's
run through a wall somewhere.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I'm just happy that it's here.
Hey, Dolphins fans, trying to get to know some of the new acquisitions here. Take us off the field of football. I know you're focused on everything coming up on the field, but when you get away from everything, what do you like to do?
Well, my foundation is big. It's ARC 31. We work with kids with special needs and disabilities. I had a sister die of Down syndrome, so that's my heart. And so we've been able to give back in the Middle Tennessee area where we started our 501c3, raised $500,000 for that. So that's always ongoing and constant that I like to do. And even here in Miami, and I did it in St. Louis as well. So just one of those things. You know, like to play basketball and fish. So if you know any good fishing spots, let me know. And I like to eat. So if you know any good eating spots, please tune in and let me know.
Oh, well, you already hit the Cuban food, right?
Yeah.
You can't go wrong there. Yeah. Ryan Tannehill was telling us a little bit earlier. He loves to fish, so that's probably a good guy to talk to.
Yeah.
When it comes to hitting some of the hot spots down here. So
I'll do it. I'll talk to him.
Good. Great to hear you doing such great things in the community as well.
Thank you, sir.
Cortland Finnegan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.